Points to review. All right, Perek Dalet plus Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. In Perek, let's see what awaits us. Acheres sheni achlamad b'vnei oznoi. Right, the cheres can't see because of its ear. Now, what does that mean? Let's look at the Rav. Acheres sheni achlamad. Ha'hai can go in cheres the perish minat chavis. A piece of pottery that is broken off from a barrel. Minat u'minat kadera b'mokim ho'izin in the ear.
Because of the weight.
You mean because
you're going to
the
Perish Minat
Chavis?
Right.
Here it is. Right. Here's a picture.
Okay, so that's the oizen.
That's the oizen.
Right, so.
The problem is the oizen weighs a lot. It's very heavy.
What's so it's weighing the cup down?
So even though when it stands, here's where it normally is. It's an amazing picture. Here is the way it normally looks. So normally, here is the oizen, it's high up, there's 3 inches below, because it's very large, so the weight of the handle is naturally balanced in this figure, but now that it's been cut, it's been sliced at an angle, the entire portion is no longer, the entire thing, you see where the oizen is, it's now on the ground, it's ground level, it's ground zero, because of its weight. So the shaila is that called a regular clean utensil? It's heavy and causes it to fall down. Another example is because there's here. In this example, and now chid means a point, a sharp point. Nishbar chelik mehabasis, a portion of the foundation has cracked. Va'achshav eini yochel akli lamod harei, and they can't stand. In both of these examples, the Mishnah says harei it's tar. Or shahoyah v'chidu v'chidu machuyoy, and it caused it to collapse. Tahor is a protrusion, a sharp piece. This is called a chidud. This little thing that extends from below is called a chidud. It's a sharp piece. So this is only a fraction, a fragment of what used to be.
And the chidud is
the chidud causes it to tilt. So the halach is tahar. Why is it tahar? It's no longer functional in a normal way. Vaita. Next case. Nitlah oizen. Let's say the oizen is completely missing the tar. There is no picture. Okay, there is no picture. The oizen, but nidlo oizen nishbar chidud tar. Also now tar. Let's take a look at the rav. Nidlo oizen dilchicheres kevan shetar shachashuv ein loytumal lioilam. Okay, it's unbelievable yisoid. It's an amazing yisoid. Why don't we say now? Here, take it off. You take it off. Now it's functional once again. In this example, take off the chidud. Will become regularly clean utensil. So he says an amazing yisoid. Once you have a kli cheres and it has the status of tahar, it can never become tummy again. The kli cheres kevan she tahar she achas and the rav.
Not la oizen tahar. The kli cheres kevan she tahar she achas she
ain tummy. In liolam, it can never become tummy ever again.
Okay, so he's saying it does become tahar, and now that it's tahar, it can't become tummy.
So it says,
okay,
it can never become tummy. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda
b'tame,
right? The less the house does not hold that svar.
Hold the svar that what?
And once it becomes tar, it can never become tame forever. Now, it's according to Yehuda, now once again, it is indeed susceptible to tumah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the tumah.
What? Even though the oizen is not on, did you took off the oizen?
The oizen was removed.
Yeah.
So right now, at this moment in time, it's tar.
Good.
But let's say we now remove the oizen. It now enters into a state where it is susceptible to tumah. In other words, now let's say right the oizen is on right now, and the sheretz touches it. What happens when the sheretz touches it? It's tar. Right now, call cholderes. The cholderes. Right now we have a kli cheres, and the kli cheres has the oizen. And let's say it's still on. Here it broke. It broke. Now it's like this. So the oizen is causing it to weigh down. It's causing it to slant, to tilt. So right now, if this was tame, it's now tahor. What happens if right now a sheretz touches it in the way it is? a sheretz makes contact with it the way it is right now. Tahar. It's not functional. Anything that's not functional is not susceptible to tumah.
So say that even when the oizen is off and it should be susceptible to tumah, it's not.
It's not. Once Yehuda says no, once you take off the oizen, it's reinstated that it's susceptible to tumah. Yeah.
Original status.
Yeah. Well, you say this, yeah? Vait chavei shenif chasa, okay, new case.
Is that a klal or not? I mean, so you're saying this is a klal that comes.
Machloikis, be the machloikis here.
I'm going to say all over that.
Anytime you have a utensil that loses its potential, its susceptibility to tumah, it never can become tameh.
So I can put a sheretz in it or anything.
Nothing's going to happen. Once it becomes
the super keli.
Yeah, it's a tremendous chiddush.
It's a great thing. I mean, you can go into the business. We should go into the business and make it.
It's a muscle for a person.
When we go with,
a
we
person
go
is
to,
the ultimate.
Yisrael, Mashiach comes, we should go into kalim that were
super kalim. They're super not kalim. Teflon. Nothing sticks. Tumah doesn't stick.
Tumah doesn't stick.
It's a muscle for a person. The person is the ultimate kli cheres.
Now we're getting.
And if a person becomes tumah, means he was chayt. He did an avera, and he does tshuva. Once you do tshuva, you purge the Torah, it's not shaykh for you to ever go back and become Tameh, to do that there again.
That's only according to Chavim, but Rabbi Yehuda says, you can go back to your ways.
Okay, Vaita. Chavish shenifchas, what is that? Vaita. Chavish shenifchas. Vihimikabelis al. Daf noiseha, and it's mekabel. It means. Here's the picture. Look at the picture. You have to reinvent the wheel. Chavesh nivchas. So here it is. You see the barrel. The bottom of the barrel has been sliced. So no longer is it a receptacle. The shpura tachteha hachavis. The shuv in a wheel. The kabel kishu amid a salt shulecha. Right now, if I fill it up, if I take liquid and I fill up, look at what happens to liquid. It leaks out because it has no.
Like a pipe.
Has no base. But if I turn on the side, so being that the barrel is it tapers towards the top and the bottom, so from here to here it's a receptacle. So that's what it means. Isn't it amazing without this picture? You can break your head trying to understand what is this case. That picture, 10 seconds, you understand what the case is. Way in standing, but it's that it tapers. You need that you say that it tapers now that it's on the cells in the Kabbalah. Oh, you here's a gvaldic case, look at this case. Oh, you shenechlika kiminshtei arevois. Here's this case. You split it down the middle. So we have two halves. So here also, it's Mikawa from this portion to this portion, to this end. Yeah? Kiminshtei arevois. So what is halacha?
Arevois means what?
An arevois is like a pot.
Arevois is like.
No, it's a different word. Here, arevois means like a pot.
It doesn't mean like
a rave. No. It means like a pot. A rave means like a small pot. So we have Shnech Kmin Shterevus, Rabbi Yehuda Metaher, Rabbi Yehuda's Metaher, Vachame Metaher. Let's see if we take a look at the Rav. The Rav says, Oy Shnech Lika, L'Oroko long its length. So Rabbi Yehuda Metaher, the son of Yehuda, the chodesh on this day, Yehuda holds Rabbi Yehuda's Metaher. Why is he Metaher? Why the son of Yehuda, the chodesh on this Yehuda Hadakim Shabbatli Chayres Yeshem Shlomim Sumochem Shem Tmeim Haynu Min Hashulayim Vlo Min Adafanas. We learned this a while ago. Go back to the very first parak. Got a chazer. Remember this? We are over here. This that we learned Hadakim Shabbatli Chayres Shabbatkarik Oseim. So he says only time that you have a broken called a gister, in this case a gistera, is only when you have the bottom. But when you have from the doifen, like this case, the doifen doesn't hold the doifen. That's what he seems to say.
So he holds it like that case on the side, you mean?
Yeah.
All cases are cases aside. and it can never
Yod, right, exactly. All cases, the sides, the Hod, the Tanan.
The Sefer of Yehuda, the Hod, the Tanan, Dakim, Shebekelim,
Shebelecheres, Shalom, Mesumachim, Shehem, Tmeim, Hainu. The Dakim means Tin, Kulcheres. Yoshim means they can support themselves without, they can, without being support. Yoshim, Shalom, Mesumach, without support. Shehein Tmeim.
That are Tamei.
Hainu min hashulayim v'lo min hadefanos.
That's only for the bottom?
The bottom portion.
Yeah.
This case, right, exactly. Hainu v'lo min hadefanos, like in this case. Shetzach shiheh shever akli yoshev al shulav. We require that the broken portion be able to sit on the bottom. The same way it sits when it's shalem. Know that occasionally you do put a clay on its side. It's tummy. That's it. Okay, so that's all. It's a little picture. Let's look at the picture. Nishbrach tachtaha. You want to look at the picture over here? Just like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, back in that parak, he said he disagreed the entire concept. He was chiluk on the entire concept. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Omer. Chatzavim gedolim, back in Perag Aleph, remember this? Perag Beis. Chatzavim gedolim, large containers. Shi'uron b'shnei lugim. Hapachim ha'galilim. These are from the place of Galil. Yachev Yonos, name of a place. Shir karkoi seim kol shehein. If it broke, and you have a bottom, and it can hold the smallest amount that's comfortable, ve'ein lohem defonos. There's no din defonos, which is... There is no picture. It means this halacha. There's no defanos. If you have a case like this, where the side of the kli breaks, and you're able to use it as a receptacle sideways like this, it's tahar. The rabbanon disagree. The rabbanon say if the defanos, this is called a gistera, this is mekabel tum if it has enough liquid to make for kedei sichas katan.
But this is not. This one doesn't have enough.
No, it does.
It has enough to be mekabel?
Yeah.
According to Rabbanan.
In the Sichas Katan. Sichas Katan. So it has to have
a certain amount.
Sichas Katan. Uh-huh. Enough oil to smear the pinky of a child. Which is mamish, a teeny mushroom. But according to Yochanan and Zakkai, Ein Lechem Defanos. He holds Ein Lechem Defanos. The Davka Hashulayim Tmeos. The bottom. Im nish shabun kli sichas katan. Avol hadefanos. But if you have a doifen, and you want to now turn on the side like this, avol doifen. Toros. The halacha Rabbi Akiva. So here he's telling us that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Rida Mitame, Rabbi Yehuda Mitayer. Rabbi Yehuda is Mitayer. Why is he Mitayer? Because basically he holds like the shita of the son of Yehuda, the Chodotan, the Adam Shabbat Chavis, Hashem Mishlom, Mishlom, Hashem Mitayim, Ranu Minash Shulayim. V'loim in Adafanas. Shetzach Shevet Kli Yoshev Al Shulok Kedech Shiyoshev Kishuhu Sholem. In other words, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda, okay, but Shachav Yotzen, we look up to Gerosh 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 The pachim gililim ve'achovios the pachim from the Galil and the chavionios le'el perik beis mishle beis ulechachomim gam chavish shleim olipamim matim oisra al tzida. Sometimes you turn a regular chavish on the side. V'im bekabelis al daf nezehu. Good. Gam bezunechol kuvir chom Rabbi Yehuda k'derech shnechol kuvir bechavish shenifchasa. In the case where you slice it down the center. Okay, let's chaz the ganze mishle, the whole mishnah. That's the whole Mishnah. It's Chaz of the Mishnah. They said to the Mishnah, Gval to the Mishnah, Lani Yisoydes, HaCheres She'en Yochel Amal B'bnei because Oznoi, it's split, and the ear is heavy, weighing it down. Oyesha Yechidut, there was a foundation, and now it broke, so now we have over here a protrusion. Chidut is a protrusion, a fragment. V'achidut Machriyan causes it to tilt. Tar, it's no longer functional as a normal utensil, so it's tar. Nitla ha'oizen, we took away the oizen. Nishbar achidud. Tohar, forever. Forever, it's no longer has potential. It's the super Teflon kli. Nothing will ever, tumah will never come back. Rabbi Yehuda mitane, no tumah will come back. Chavish nefchasa, chavish the bottom was broken. Fimi kabbalas al davar, you can turn on the sun, you can come tumah from the part of the where it tapers up and tapers down. Or it's split into two halves. It's like two different basins, and Arev is a small little dish, like a saucer. And Arev is like a saucer. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher, because it's shaloi kederech. That's not the way you use the utensil. The utensil is meant to be used standing up, not on the side. The chachamim mitamin. The chachamim say it's tamei. Okay, Mishnah base. Chavish and Nisrei Aha, a chavish that is weak. Yeah? Shenisrei Aha. So let's see. The Eni Yecholi Talta B'chabachatzi Kavgregos, and it tired. In other words, it doesn't not really know. That's a different case. Not really sure. I think we had this picture before. Here's the picture. Here it is. Chavish and Nisrei Aha. It's cracked.
It cracks.
So, but it's good. It's still, remember, it's still called the Shem Kli. You're not yet in the vatel from the Shem Kli. What's the only limitation you have with this utensil? That you can't transport it mole. If I would take this and fill it up with Gregor's dried figs and try to move it 1 inch, the whole thing would collapse. It would fall apart. But as long as I don't fill it up with anything inside, I just leave it the way it is. It's good. Okay, the chavish shanis roy aha that became a gani yichol l'talta b'chatzi kav gregos tohira.
You can't move it
b'chatzi kav,
and you wouldn't be able to move it if you put in the
chatzi kav gregos tohira. Let's see over here the rab. Rab in yichol l'talta b'chatzi gregos mitoch shiki was since it's weak. They are gregos machbidim and dried figs are heavy. Nishperes legami b'tiltula. If I try to move it, the entire thing will collapse. Ulekach, therefore, shiuri b'chatzikav. The shear is the chatzikav. To who shear suudachas? Why dafka chatzikav? Chatzikav is the amount of food you eat in one meal. The kav hagregos who shear shteisus, because one kav. The kav gregos who shear shteisudos, a kav. Is the shear for two meals. You can eat a breakfast and a lunch with the volume of a calf.
Calf gregor to shear stay through this.
Okay? One calf is the shear of two, so mimela, a chatzi calf is one suda. Kidemuchach besef besech the peh gabi ein perchsim l'oni begor mikav begregor, so you now only give to an oni less than, and a gregor in less than one calf of dried figs. And any time you have a situation where it's not fit to move taltel, in any situation where the lechazio l'taltel ba shir sudachas kishvur damya, we consider it to be shavur. V'chold lechazio l'taltel ba kishir sudachas kishvur damya. If you can't move taltel one suda, it's called shavur.
So he's just explaining why Kav Gregorius.
Why is that the shear? Because if you have a utensil, in other words, if you have a utensil, and I'll fill it up, let's say I'll fill it up with 10 Kav, it's going to crack. I have a barrel. Right? You have a car. If you take in the car 4 passengers, the car's going to stall. But if I take in the car 1 passenger, the car's okay, it's good to go. If I drive it alone, I take him to one passenger, it's good to go. So what do you tell me? It's not a car. You tell me it's a valuable car. Just don't overload it. If you overload the car, you can elevate it, right? Tell your signs in the elevator. Don't put in the elevator more than 10,000 pounds. And so what are you going to go tell me? Oh, it's not a shame elevator. Elevator is not a good elevator because it can't carry 10,000 pounds. So don't use. Who told you to use 10,000 pounds? The government will give you a permit to operate the elevator. Oh, but if I put in the elevator 10,000 pounds, the elevator is going to break. So the government should shut down the elevator. The government trusts you. You're not going to use it for 10,000 pounds. You're not going to use sugar enough.
That's not the usual use for it.
You put in the elevator 100 pounds. Even one person goes, the elevator stalls, so you're not going to get a license for the elevator. This is obvious. I have a kli. The kli is cracked. So it's cracked. Okay, so it's cracked. As long as you don't go and put in the kli 5 groigrois, it's good. So it's not a kabbal tumah because it's cracked. No, so it's cracked. Big deal, it's cracked. As long as it's still functional, it's called a shem kli. It's makabel tumah. So what's the limit? What are the guidelines? The guidelines is a chatzi kaf. A chatzi kaf is one meal.
It's a noble amount, right?
Right, it's one meal. As long as it can be makabel, one chatzi kaf, one meal, it's good enough. You're not allowed to give an ani in the ground in the threshing field less than a kav or gregos. When it comes to when the ani comes for a gift I'm not exactly sure what the case is. You have to give him at least you're not give him less than a kav gregos. Behold, lechazil talta b'shir suda achas k'shudam ya. So as long as you can use it for one sud, it's.
But we said a chatzi kav, not a kav.
Right, because a whole kav is two sudas. A male a chatzi kav is one suda.
When the sunny comes by pay, you have to give him a kav, which is two sudas?
Yeah.
Nipposum germ, we kav gregris.
That's two sudas. Two sudas.
Behold, the law is chaz or talpaba.
Sheer sudachas, when it comes to a utensil.
Yeah.
And you can't use this for one suda. What's one suda? Chatzi kav.
Yeah.
Kishvudamya.
So why does he compare it to, and why does he bring the onion?
No,
here?
He just wants to.
The onion is teaching us that you got to give him two kav.
Right. So from there, what do we learn?
Not two kav, one kav. We're saying here that all the
chatzi kav.
All the pitcher has to carry is a chatzi kav.
So what is the chatzi kav?
What are we davening it for?
We just want to show that if one kav is two meals,
yeah.
if one kav is two meals, the chatzi kav is. If one kav is two meals,
yeah.
So what is a chatzi kav?
Chatzi kav is one meal.
It's one meal. So what is the Mishnah telling us? Chatzi. The Mishnah is giving us a lamedus. Why is it? When is a kli called a chashuv a kli that it's still functional? If it could hold one meal, so what's saying? Okay. The Mishnah says chatzi kav. So the Mishnah is giving us a lamedus. In order for a kli to be called,
he's teaching us that it has to have one
meal. How do you know that a chatzi kav is one meal? Because since we know that one kav is two meals, so obviously a chatzi kav is one meal. A male is teaching us that a utensil, in order for a utensil to be considered to be choshev, that it's makabel tuma, it's acceptable to tuma, is that it can hold one meal. Okay. Now what's the gist?
It's a
shever kli. It's a leftover.
The
bottom part exactly. So the chosen picture. Gistra shenis. Here's the gistra. The gistra case. Now shenis roy aon. It became. Oh my gosh! It's already some time was up. Shenis roy aon. It became cracked. Okay. Very quickly, we'll have to do that tomorrow. But basically, is a gistra. Yeah. That cracks,
yeah.
Even though it can hold food.
It can hold a kav, chatzi kav.
It can hold a chatzi kav. But it can't hold liquid. It's already cracked where liquid falls out, tahar. Because a gistera can't be cracked. Since a gistera itself is a broken shmata,
yeah.
You can't have a shmata to a shmata.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that again tomorrow.
Go ahead.